Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's that time. Time for Walking in Power Radio, where we present powerful interviews with powerful people, with your host, Dr. B.J. Relaford, visionary and founder of Women of Power Incorporated and executive director of the Women of Power Network, where we produce with power.
She's gentle, she's strong,
she's strong.
The influence of your favorite song, incredible, what you can achieve.
And now, your host, Dr. B.J. Relaford.
Good. Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Walking in Power Radio. We're so excited to be here today. You do know this is the holiday season, and we love ourselves the holidays. Our theme song is Antonia Lawrence, The Power of a Woman. We have a very special guest with us, and we're going to start with the Tim Montgomery Band, bringing us into the holidays with No Telling on the Mountain.
No telling on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go telling on the mountain. Oh, silent flocks by night. Behold, throughout the heavens, there shone a holy light. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. The shepherds feared and trembled when low above the earth rang out the angel chorus that held our Savior's birth. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain.
Wow, that's the Tim Montgomery Band. They're going to be one of our guests on this week, and we're so excited to have them. They were with us last year, and they're back again. Our special guest today is author Jimenez Bailey. He's a Christian speaker, an author and servant leader. He's always had a passion for people, speaking, and training. His career began in a unique way, yet it brought him closer to his purpose with each successive step. As a proud veteran of the United States Army, he has spent 14 years employed by American Airlines, then later a small aviation company in Northern California, and director of aircraft maintenance. After attaining his degree in speech communications, he soon determined that his life was heading down the wrong path. He learned the cost and emptiness of pursuing a career dream over God's plan. Stepping out on faith, Jimenez founded JBI Leadership Group in 2000, and is now a national retreat keynote and conference speaker. He passionately encourages others to live for Christ. His passion is helping men and women become positive and effective leaders in all areas of their lives for Christ. Would you please welcome, and I welcome, Jimenez Bailey. Hello, hello, hello. Thank you for being a part of Walking in Power Radio.
Good morning. Thank you. Hello to you, and thank you for having me on the show this morning.
Wonderful, wonderful. We've been really looking forward to this interview because the title of your book, and we'll get into that, the latest, is so intriguing to me. It really just makes me want to hear more and want to know more. So let's start out with this. If I were to ask you, who is Jimenez Bailey? What would you say?
Wow, that's a great question. Jimenez Bailey is, first and foremost, I'm a child of the Most High God. I'm a king, mm-hmm. and the royal family of Christ. I'm a son. I'm a father. I'm a friend. I'm a servant. And I'm just Jimmy. My family calls me Jimmy. I'm just Jimmy. So I'm thankful for my journey, but I'm just a man, an ordinary man, as my book says, who serves an extraordinary God.
Right. Awesome, awesome. So that leads me into, as you said, your book, An Ordinary Man with an Extraordinary God. What led you to write the book?
You know, when God gave me the vision to write the book about 6 or 7 years ago, it was a time in my life. I was actually coming out of a divorce. I was coming out of my second marriage and my second divorce, and I was in a pretty dark place of my life. Mm-hmm. And I'd hit that place, and we all have those valleys in our lives where, you know, where we consider you hit rock bottom, and you know you have nowhere to go, you have no one else to seek or to turn to but God. And in that moment when God was speaking to me, he revealed to me and showed me that all the things I had accomplished in my life, all the goals that I had set, everything that I had done from a material standpoint, from a worldly standpoint, that I was thinking that I had done those things and accomplished those things on my own. And what God spoke to me and revealed to me was, well, Jim, you know what, if you really truly want to have a blessed life, if you truly want to live a life that you desire and to strive and that you desire as far as having the greatest life, you know, you're going to have to submit your life to me completely. And I hadn't done that completely at that time. And what I learned was that everything that I had done wasn't on my own accord. It wasn't on my own standards of what I had done, but what God had done. And truly what he did was he revealed to me that I was just an ordinary man doing great things for an extraordinary God. It wasn't within me that did it, but God within me who was doing these things and blessing me in these areas. So the title really comes from what I consider, you know, living as just an ordinary person, the gifts that we each have and that God has given us each and every day, regardless of what your job title is or what your career field is, that, you know, God has created each one of us uniquely, individually. He's given us unique and extraordinary gifts, and we're to use them to serve him. And so the title of the book was really a premise to serve, to say to others that, you know, God wants to use you wherever you are and whoever you are. You don't have a degree. You don't have to have a major job or a major title or a certain role or position. But God wants to use you in your ordinary place because he's an extraordinary God.
Wow, wow. When you talk about the word ordinary, to me, it's like a commonality, a familiarity. You know, it's, you're not saying that someone has to be over and above, that God can use you right, as you said, right where you are. But with the exceptional gift that, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I apologize for cutting you off. You finish, my friend.
No, but with the exceptional gift that God has placed in us, how did you ever come to the point where you found your ordinary? You understand what I'm saying?
You know,
how did you get to that point?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I first had to understand and realize what my true purpose was. I believe each of us, our true purpose, regardless of what you know, career field that we may be in, whatever our particular job is or title is or position, that we're all called for the Great Commission. We're all, our sole purpose is to reach the lost and to bring others to Christ and to lead others to Christ. I first had to realize that's what my true purpose and my true calling was. You're right. God has given me an individual gift. He gives each of us unique gifts. I have the gift of communication and encouraging and exhortation and being able to speak in front of others. But I needed to understand that I needed to use that gift, the ordinary gift that he had given me for myself, for his purpose and for his calling. And once I realized that it wasn't about me, that these gifts that I have and this particular field of speaking and training weren't just for me, but they were for the kingdom. And that's how he needed me to use those. And so what I mean when I say that we all have that ordinary, we don't have to, again, be elevated or have to have a certain career or specific training. Those things, you know, I believe just God gives us each innate gifts. And when we really tap into what our purpose is and what we truly enjoy, it really is to use that gift for the kingdom. And so I had to learn in walking through my, you know, my professional career, my executive career, and being elevated and being promoted and those different things that I thought were important at the time, that what God was saying, those things aren't important to him. Right? You know, in whatever position in life that we have, whatever role or whatever title we have, whatever place that we have, he wants to use us in our ordinary place where it's not about us, but it's truly about him.
Well, tell me, Gemini, is this book just for men or for women as well?
Thank you. That is a great question. You know, the premise of the book, obviously, I gear it towards men because it's when you read the book itself, the book is written in a format, almost as a template. It's in a journal form for men, too, and it gives men guidelines and structure to live their life the right way, living for Christ. And it gives them guidelines and things that they could use based on biblical scriptures to use as a reference or a template. But actually, no, it's a general read. It's really both for men and women. I'm so blessed by the response. The book has been out since October. It's when we did the official book signing. But I've had more response from women that have bought it for the men in their lives, for their husbands, for their brothers, for their fathers, for their sons, because it is a universal read. It helps women understand how to pray for men, how to pray for the men in your life, how to pray for the men in your life. Some of the things that men struggle with as we're kind of living our lives and trying to find our way. So even though the book is titled An Ordinary Man with an Extraordinary God, and it's really a template for men, it's a universal read. It's really been received really well by everyone. And again, like I said, I've gotten more tremendous feedback from the ladies so far than I have the men. The men, we're a little bit more reserved sometimes. We can acknowledge it, but the women have reached out and just really said what a blessing it's been. So I'm thankful for that.
Well, with that being said, it's probably giving us an insight to the heart and the mind of the male. And many times that's what we want to know, because as you just said, sometimes men are more reserved and don't share as much. So the book apparently is giving us that open door and allowing us to see also what you all go through and what you all experience. Would you agree?
I would agree. It's really my journey. It's almost an autobiographical story. But it's really, again, it's a book that shares my journey. It shares my trials and my tests when I wasn't living my life for Christ. You know, it shares my story, you know, when I was making the wrong decisions, when becoming a young husband and a young father and living my life and what I thought the world says we should do as husbands and fathers and raising a family and doing the things that we think we're supposed to be doing as men, you know, to be successful in the world. So it really gives, it's a very transparent, open, honest review of my life. I call them chapters of my life. It gives you the before chapters when I wasn't living my life for Christ, and then the dramatic change when I thought I hit rock bottom. And God says, okay, you know, with Gemini's, I've given you the pen. For these past 50 years, you've had the pen, and you've written the chapters of your life. But now if you give me the pen, if you let me write these chapters of your life, I'm going to show you a life that's extraordinary. I'm going to show you a life that you can never imagine, that the world can never give you. So it really is a premise and a template to help men to realize that, you know what, we can do it the world's way, but we'll never have peace. We'll never have the joy that God desires for us unless we give it to him and we live our lives for him completely.
Wow. It sounds like an amazing read. It sounds like an amazing read, and I would really encourage the listeners to get a hold of this book. How could they purchase the book, Gemini?
Thank you. You can purchase a book. You can obviously, I'm on all the social media platforms. If you go to Facebook, I'm on Facebook, Gemini's Bailey. You can purchase. There's a link on my Facebook page. You can go to my website, GeminesBailey.com, and that's GimenezBailey.com. You can also go on Amazon. It's on Amazon as well. If you purchase a book through my website, I try to personally sign each book that's purchased. God gives me a word for each person that buys, and I like to sign it personally. But you can buy it on Amazon as well. But if you go directly to the website, I'll be able to sign it personally for you and send it to you.
Wonderful. That sounds amazing. That sounds amazing. Well, I want to ask you something. Without giving away the heart of the book or the meat of the book, if you learned one lesson, one lesson during the chapters as you were writing or as God was downloading it into you, what would you say that lesson would be and how would it bless others?
You know, I think the most important lesson that I learned and had to learn was that I couldn't do it by myself. that I couldn't. Men in general, we're fixers. We believe we can fix everything, and we want to fix everything. But I needed to learn and understand that even in trying to fix things and lead things and do things on my own mission, that I truly couldn't do it without God. And that if you haven't submitted your life to Christ, if you truly aren't living it according to God's principle, that you'll never have the level of success that God wants you to have, that you'll never have the blessings that God wants you to have. But don't get me wrong, He'll always be there with us. You know, He'll be with us, leading us and guiding us. But truly, it's walking on your purpose of serving Him. And that everything that I do, and I premise and I share with men and women, everything that we do in this life has to be God-centered. It has to be God-focused. And it has to come from a place of service for Him. And so I use that as an example. If I'm a lawyer, then I'm serving Christ in the legal profession. You know, if I'm a police officer, I'm serving Christ in the law enforcement profession. And then everything I do, it has to be of service to Christ first. It really has to be seeking His kingdom first. And so in my journey, I had to understand that the gifts that He's given me, the gifts that He's given each and every one of us, are truly called to be used for His service and not for our own.
Wow. It sounds as though the area of servanthood has become so important in your life, and serving Him is the ultimate key.
It truly is. It all starts with Him. You know, the Word says, seek His kingdom first. And He means that in all areas of our life, not just on Sundays and not just on Wednesdays. But, you know, when I wake up in the morning, you know, I encourage you that my first prayer is, Father, you know, how will you use me? How can I serve you today? And everything flows from that. Now, granted, I have a schedule and things that I want to take care of for the day, but I offer up that day to Him first, that morning up to Him first, so that I can be led by what He wants me to do, what He needs me to do in the spirit of service for Him. And what I believe even more so is that in our walk as believers, I tell people all the time, you know, I'm a very strong professor of my faith. I'm not embarrassed of sharing my faith and walking in my faith. But I believe people see us more by our actions than our words. You know, I don't beat people over the head with the Bible. I don't quote scripture when we're having a conversation. But I believe people truly want you to be transparent. They just want you to be you, and they want to see the Christ in you. And so I'm not perfect, but I try to just let God's light shine through me and my imperfections as well, to let people know that God loves us in each and every and everything that we do. He just wants us to have a humble heart and a servant's heart to love Him and to serve Him.
Jimenez, I agree with you. I believe it goes with your title of the book. People want to see an ordinary man or woman, and they want to see what this extraordinary God has done within them. And that's how we bring others to Christ, or bring others to a greater place, by our actions, not by just beating them. You know, I totally agree with you on that. Totally agree on that. So tell me something. What do you desire to happen from men and women that's reading this book? What do you want to see as the response from this book?
Great. You know, the ultimate response, the ultimate gift for me into the kingdom was this. Writing this book was never about book sales or selling many books or making $1 million from these book sales. But it was truly a temple. And I feel that we as men need to take our rightful place back in the world. And what I mean by that is and leading forward in Christ. And it starts first in our homes, with our families, with our wives and our children. It starts in our communities and in our workplace and in the church and leadership positions as well. Sometimes, you know, it's very easy for us to watch the news and receive all these negative things and just complain about how bad things are. But I believe we already have the victory in Christ. I believe we need to be bold as men, and we need to take our rightful place in taking ownership and responsibility for leading out for the kingdom. We don't have time for closet Christians anymore. We don't have time for exhorting and praising God and speaking things on Sunday and Wednesday. But we need to be intentional about setting the example in our homes, first and foremost, in our communities and the workplace, as workplace leaders, again, and churches as spiritual leaders as well, being the spiritual leaders in our home. And I'm hoping that this book reaches each and every person around, each man in the world, that can get his hand on this book, and show that wherever he is today, that it's not too late, that God wants to use him starting today if he's just willing to submit his life to Christ completely. And specifically what I mean by that, we have a notion of feeling like, you know, we can't have a fun life, we can't have joy, we can't have peace if we're living for Christ. And I beg to differ. You know, I found the greatest peace, the greatest joy in my life, the greatest success in my life once I completely gave it to Him and let God lead my life. So my purpose and my hope is that this book will reach men. It'll reach the women who buy it, who wants to, you know, help a man in their life. It'll show them how to pray for that man in their life, for the men in their life. It'll help them understand some of the struggles that we go through as men trying to walk this out. It can be, you know, a Christian walk isn't an easy walk at times. We're never saying it'd be easy for us. And prayer is powerful. And I believe it helps men and women show each other how to pray for men, how to find that quiet place, how to center yourself with Christ, and to know that you can do it, you know, really one step at a time if you're letting God lead your hand.
I definitely agree. What would you say to the young men out there that are just starting out and, you know, learning this walk of manhood?
You know what? I would tell each and every young man that's walking this out, whether you're in high school or junior high school or beginning to take your first steps into college, that this is a big world. And you're going to be exposed to many, many things. You know, sometimes we say times are so different. Really, times are the same in many ways. But the world that we live in now is 24/7 right now. You're being pulled, and you have so many things coming at you from I call it noise, whether it's the internet, whether it's the 24-hour news channel or cable. Mm-hmm. You know, our young men are bombarded with so much stuff and so much information. And I believe it was really important for me when I was growing up that I had a circle of influence. You know, my father, even though my parents were divorced, my father was always close. We had the neighborhood. We had a village, and it took a village to raise us. So, you know, if I was walking down the street and I was, you know, if I was getting out of hand, you know, my neighbor, Mr. Smith, could kind of tug my collar and get me back in line. You know, he'd call my parents and let them know that Jimenez wasn't doing something. I would say for every young man to realize that, you know, if you can't do this by yourself, that you're not alone, but that you have strong men of God that are out there willing to embrace you and support you and lift you up and to mentor you and guide you, but that you need to take it one step at a time. The world wasn't conquered in a day, and it's all that looks good isn't golden, but that truly that as you're taking those steps out of life, trying to figure out and understand who you are, see God first, you know. Find that man in your life, find that mentor in your life that can pull you aside, that can mentor you, that can keep his arms around you, that can keep you accountable, that you have somebody to speak to, you know, when you have questions about life, that realize that, you know what, the world is big and we all want to conquer the world, but, you know, God wants to conquer it in Christ instead of on our own.
Amen. I tell you, this has been an amazing, amazing time of your interview, information. Please share again with our listening audience how they may get the book, An Ordinary Man with an Extraordinary God.
Yes, thank you. Absolutely. Again, you can go to Facebook. I'm on Facebook and LinkedIn and all the social media platforms. Again, my name is Jimenez. That's Jimenez. And my last name is Bailey, Bailey. You can also purchase the book on my website, which is JimenezBailey.com. And again, also the book is on Amazon as well. Again, if you'd like a signed copy, I just encourage you to go to the website. I'd love to personally sign it for you as well. But again, I want to reiterate that this book isn't just for men. For the ladies that are on the call, please, if there's a man in your life, a man in your life, whether it's your son, your husband, a significant other, your father, a cousin, nephew, whatever it is, you know, bless this person with this book. Again, it's not about Jimenez, but it's about the kingdom. And I'm believing that this book will help them, you know, take the right steps, at least bring them to a place where they can walk down the path that God truly desires them to have in their life. And again, I'm blessed. I'm humbled. This was a birthing process for me. God has blessed me with some amazingly wonderful men and women of God to bless me, to encourage me, to lift me up, to help me push and breathe during this birthing process of the book. So I'm believing that it's just the beginning of great things that God has in store for us in the kingdom. For 2017, even more so, I just want to encourage the listeners on the call that, you know, stay focused these last few weeks of December. Don't get discouraged. Don't get distracted. God has placed great things in each and every one of us, and He wants us to birth those things out. So write it down. You know, write the vision. Make it plain. You know, pray and fast, and seek God in these next few weeks of your life and what He wants you to do in 2017 for Him.
All right. Jimenez, thank you so much for being a part of Walking in Power. You've given the website, you've given your social media contact. I'm going to encourage you, all our listeners all across the globe, to get the book. I believe it will bless your life, your future, and even your present. We've had an amazing time with author Dylan Ash Bailey. We're going to close out with our Kingdom Girls Empowerment advertisement coming in January, a phenomenal conference, and then we'll have the rest of the Tim Montgomery Band with Go Tell It on the Mountain. We'll see you tomorrow on Walking in Power, Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Minister Roxanne Brown Robinson of Kingdom Girls International. We are a global ministry in which we empower women from all walks of life. We teach them how to walk under divine apostolic anointing that God has ordained for their lives. Join us every Thursday on the Kingdom Girls Experience on KEI Radio. We hope that you will join us at the Kingdom Girls International Tour and Launch, January 27th and 28th at the Atlanta Marriott Marquis, 265 Peachtree Street. Come to be empowered, engaged, and walk away knowing what God has ordained for your life in 2017. Be blessed. This is Minister Roxanne Brown Robinson of Kingdom Girls International.
The humble Christ was